Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week in your Heartbeat, you reminded us about the love of God. And, do you know, I think sometimes we need that reminder. I think we forget about the depth of the love that God has for us.
Yeah, I think we get stuck in our own lives, worldly ways, worldly problems, our problems. And yeah, and when you lift your eyes and like you're saying, be reminded, remember the love of God, it takes you out of, in many ways, where you are and gives you a new focus, a new vision, or the real vision that it should be.
The perspective we should have in our life.
Yes, so the problems are still there. But the love of God can fix all those problems. Truly, if we truly surrender to him, even though we might not feel, oh, that problem went away, but then the love of God then sends us courage, sends us the direction, sends us the way to act, the way to be.
It reminds us, though, that God is the true goal of our lives.
Yes.
To be in love with him.
Yes.
And I think something you talked about how God chases, you know, there's the 99, but he'll chase the one that's gone. It reminds us that he first chased us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we should chase after the love of God, it's only because he sent his son.
Before then, yes, people were trying to, I guess, make atonement to God or do everything. And you can feel like they searched for God, looked for him. Because within us, God's placed this eternity within us.
Yeah.
He's placed this a quest for truth, a quest for knowledge. But that's all comes from God. But it's God's first trying to reach us that gets us to then search and reach him. Because sometimes we don't know we're trying to search for him. People in the world, when they're searching for truth, they don't realize they're actually searching for God because God is truth. So they sometimes search for truth and then find God another way around, you know, whereas some people search for God and then find truth.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter which way you come from it.
Yeah, and that's because God's made us.
Yes.
I suppose that desire for him.
Well, he's actually created us with a hole in our heart, not our human heart, our spiritual hearts, who we are. That only he can fulfill, can make whole. W-H-O-L-E, in the H-O-L-E. It's only he that fits that whole.
And I was reflecting on something that I wrote down before you'd actually even got to it in your Heartbeat, because maybe the Holy Spirit was speaking to me or came to mind, was how when we know the love of God, it is so transformative that we want to repent of our wrongdoings. Like it causes us to want to change because of how pure God's love is.
Yeah, because he transforms our hearts and our hearts go, we're not right. We're impatient. We're angry. We annoy people. They annoy us, you know, and we desire to change and that God transforms us.
But it shows the power of God's love because it changes someone's heart.
Yes.
Like think of things in your life that maybe you are just so stubborn about.
Yes.
Right? Or people you know who are stubborn.
Yep.
God's love is so powerful, it can change that. And some of us I know, maybe many of us have had experiences where we go, that was only God that changed my heart because I was so, you know, stuck in a certain way.
Well, I have heard testimonies and stories of people who, not just stubborn, they said there was just evil in them, bad in them, meaning that they, because of their environment or how they're brought up or whatever, you know, they got into drugs and addiction. And I'm not saying that that made them a bad person, but they were even starting to think bad of people and treat people badly. Mm. And because their hearts were, they didn't have love in their heart. And God came and miraculously, it's like they went from black to white.
Yeah.
He just did. Now, of course, he still purifies us along the journey of our life, but there was such a drastic change. It was as if you went from total black to total white.
Mm.
And they share about it was God who did it. They did nothing that could do it. After that, they made choices to change their life and their lifestyle and the environment, but it was God who did it within them, and it was the love of God.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I just love that. You shared from 1 Corinthians 13, the scripture that many people use at their wedding.
Yes.
Lots of people use it. And it talks about the gift of love. And the first line is, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And so it makes me think, even if we are the most eloquent of speakers, we can, you know, say things in a way that
people just admire and go, wow.
But we don't have love. Well, what are we? It's questioning. And actually, this is what it sounds like. A gong, this is it.
So it's just noise.
It's just noise. Can you imagine?
So nothing noise.
But can you imagine, like, if you don't have love, you're walking around every time going, you open your mouth, you're just going boing. Bang. Like, yeah, that's right, the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, just how much love is above everything.
Yes.
And that to live out our life, we need to have love. And I was thinking as we move through this scripture, as you're sharing it, like when you get down to verse 4, it says parts that we have heard quite often, love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful. It made me think this is kind of like a checklist. You know, I can ask myself the question, am I patient? Am I kind? Am I being boastful or arrogant?
About because, me, yeah.
Because
not
if
about
I am,
God.
Then yep. I can question, well, where's the love?
Yes.
Where's love in me or where's God's love in me? Am I allowing it in to change me so that I am patient, so that I am kind, so that I'm humble?
Well it's like what you started with, putting yourself into perspective of who God is and who you are.
Mm. Mm. One of the verse 5, it says, love does not insist on its own way. I just wrote down, how often do I insist on my own way?
Yeah.
You know, we can ask ourselves that question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think it's just a beautiful checklist of, hey, where's love in my life? How am I treating people? Is it with love? So the weekly challenge, you said in a heartbeat that we should choose to chase after him again and to do some journaling. And I think you were sharing about how we should journal what God's done
in our lives, practical examples, spiritual examples, any examples that where you feel like God showed his love to you, guided you, and he changed you because of his love. He's trying to reach you. And he can be reaching you through people because he does. He uses people to speak the word of God and to be love, be Jesus. And just write it down and maybe meditate and thank God. Be grateful to God for what he has done.
Mm. And so the weekly challenge is really where we started, which is remind yourself of the love of God. And you could do that by journaling and writing down those things. That's it.
And it doesn't stop there though.
Mm.
So therefore, what does he have for me today, tomorrow, into the future?
Mm. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.